You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always with my co-host, Abby, I got some positive feedback about my vagina thing.
You did.
The Picasso thing.
We did get a little bit more positive feedback than I thought we would.
Yes. Fantastic, but we dropped jewels in this show.
Okay.
Pearls, rubies. Nobody uses those, but offhand comments about vaginas get, like, the most buzz.
I don't know. I think you're talking about farting in the car got a lot of buzz, too. And it's so unfortunate that all these, like, things are the ones that tend to take off.
It is.
It shouldn't translate the way it does.
But somehow.
I think it's our demographic. We love you. Let's not talk anymore about the demographic.
Okay, so that brings me to the question of the day, then.
Mm-hmm.
If someone could draw your life, almost like a Where's Waldo kind of, like, everything is kind of happening all at once, just, like, give me some of the bigger pictures, like, you know what I mean?
Like a page out of the book of my life?
Just a page. No, like, if you could take all of your, like, I guess, highlights and put them into, like, one, like, tapestry kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
Do you laugh at tapestry?
No, just, like, the idea of this.
Oh.
Because I thought of, like, a cast.
Just, okay, like, well, yeah.
They've broken so many damn bones.
Yeah. You sign somebody's cast, but it's, like, all of your life.
Oh, no, no. I meant, like, on my tapestry, we would need to have, like, a cast.
Oh, okay. So there's, like...
Because I've broken so many bones.
There's a hospital over in the corner of your...
With, like, a pair of crutches and a cast.
Mm-hmm. Big old pile of broken hearts.
With a sad, like, drawing of me next to it.
Me? Aw.
Okay. Oh, that brings it down?
Yeah, really? I meant
it's
you were
tapestry.
A heartbreaker.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Animals, we'll just throw a shit ton of animals out there. I'm going to need a body of water representing me on there.
Okay. Like a pond, babbling brook, ocean?
All of it.
Oh.
Maybe we can put them all near each other. I want a lot of green grass and some trees because, you know, I live in the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Put something about the podcast, maybe a microphone somewhere.
Okay.
Outdoorsy.
Outdoors, okay. Very, like, log. I feel like a log cabin would be perfect for you.
No.
No?
No. We need a fish tank on there somewhere. Please throw a fish tank on there. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. What kind of fish?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, just
the
a fish tank.
The fancier looking in there, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a flea market. Maybe
see?
You could have a
there
flea holding
go.
A sign that says, this is my market.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you walking up with a bubble that said, is that the best you can do? I really don't want to pay $5 for that. $3 max.
That's exactly. $2.50 plus. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Your tapestry? I'd love.
Gotta have my son.
Mm-hmm.
He's above, like, with angel hands. Like, he's died.
Oh.
But he's alive.
I don't. Okay.
But he's alive, I said. Gotta have my wife.
Okay.
Just kind of like a family, the word family.
Okay.
I don't want to have to pick a lot. I like a family. That's too much. Not my dog. Football. A lot of football.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, all of my friends in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Love my friends. You're my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My first car has got to be there.
Okay.
With a 96 Dodge Shadow.
Ooh.
Forest green.
Yes.
Thing was a tank.
Crank windows or had to...
Crank.
Yes.
Crank everything.
Damn right.
Crank radio. my first job at a bowling alley, because I got to have a bowling ball there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you put a lot of work in it. You dropped this one on me. I didn't...
I know. I did not think about it until just now.
This is amazing.
I usually think about things while you're talking.
Okay.
Let's see. You know what? I'll throw a broken heart in there, too. Been hurt a time or two.
But then also for the hearts you've broken.
Don't think there's a lot of those.
You've broken some hearts, bud.
Any heart I broke, I really, like, went back and made sure that it wasn't broken anymore.
Mm-hmm, until they went and broke yours.
Exactly.
Aww.
Yes, because that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I devastate you, and then I repair it enough to where you can then hate me, and then I'm like, good, we're good.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't want you to hate me, that's all.
Okay.
Well, I want you to hate me, but for the different reasons.
Here we go.
No, it's because you're dumb. And
oh, my gosh.
Okay, so no, you're not dumb. You're special.
Are you talking to me?
Directly to you.
Oh.
I'm looking directly at you. No one else
is
here.
I thought you were just talking about like your exes in general.
No. Oh,
why
sweetie,
am I?
No.
Don't.
See, that's my new thing now. Instead of calling you an asshole, I'm just, oh, sweetie.
And it hurts. That cuts deep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the way you patronize me.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh. Okay, why am I dumb?
That's my tapestry. Let's,
I want to add to my tapestry real quick. I want to throw a pretzel on there for working at the pretzel place.
There you go.
I want to throw my 87 Chevrolet Celebrity. Shout outs. So, that one had crank windows, no radio.
No radio.
Didn't need one.
Because
that muffler. I'd set off car alarms with that muffler, and that's not a joke.
I believe you.
It was terrible.
My shadow was bad, too. Somebody told me, like, I can literally hear you from 3 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, perfect. That's good.
My neighbors went to my grandmother and were like, can you do something about Tabby and her car? It's pretty loud because I was working, like, late, too. I began home, like, 12 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Reeking
I got pulled
of cinnamon.
Over. Yeah. The car smelled like fumes. Like, it's a huge gaping hole in the muffler.
Was this the car that had homeless people in it?
Yeah.
Oh, this car is the best car in the world.
My life has been phenomenal.
You know what?
When I think
throw
about
a
like,
few homeless people on your tapestry.
Exactly. Put one in the back of that of the celebrity.
Yeah, with a spindle. There you go. Perfect. My
honestly,
God.
My tapestry would be
you've housed
pretty
homeless
quirky.
People.
Okay, Are we ready for the first submission?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, let's get into it. Hey, Mike. Hey, Tabby. Has this ever happened to you guys? I was standing at a bus stop, and I was people-watching until my bus arrived. I see a man texting and walking down the street. He is so oblivious to the world, so much so, that he trips over an orange cone and drops his phone on the sidewalk.
Nice.
He picks it up, and it's shattered. I'm hysterically laughing 5 feet away from him. Really got my day off on the right foot.
Thank you
for your submission. This is like such a Mike submission.
Oh, I love... Well, first of all, people watching.
People watching is phenomenal.
How awesome is that?
Oh, I love to sit in a Walmart parking lot. There's nothing quite better.
Weird. Just happened
That's
to me this weekend.
Place. Oh, really?
This weekend. I was
at
line at McDonald's. My son wanted some fries.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's obviously crazy, people can't go inside.
Right.
There was a line for McDonald's was long, and then right next to it was a Panera, and that line was long, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl walking out to, like, hand a car some extra drinks. Fucking tasted it. Fell on the drinks.
Oh.
And, like, but, like, everybody is not moving and just staring at her because she's the only thing that's going on right now. And I am crying in the car about how it's so funny, but I also feel...
No one went out there or asked her if she was okay?
The person whose car she fell next to stuck towels, like, napkins out the window. But she just got up and kind of went back inside.
It's so weird, too, because, like, we're in a world right now where it's, like, you want to, like, immediately go out and, like, help. But it's also, like, corona time, so you don't know how that person feels
about
you.
I didn't even think about that.
A pro. My word.
I didn't even think about that.
Wait, didn't think about what?
The corona. If somebody fell and needed my help, I'd instantly
go and
help.
Yeah,
me
too. Instantly, I would go and walk over. And that's just, like, what we do. But, like, right now, we're in a time where, like, you don't know if they feel, like... I mean, granted, I'm sure if they're, like, they need your help, they're going to take your help. But, like, we're in a time right now where it's, like, you have to be, like, should I go over there? Like...
You okay, girl?
Of course they're going to say yes.
Of course. Even if you're limping, you got to limp away.
Like, there was a video that was circulating around online... of a woman who was working at a strip club, and she was like, she was at the top of the pole, and this pole, she had someone, there was another woman on the, like, I guess the floor with her, and she was up at the top of the pole, and she fell from the top of the pole. It was like over a 10-foot drop. She ended up breaking her jaw.
And
something else. She continued dancing.
Gotta make a clap. You gotta. How else are you going to pay your bills?
Stop it.
Okay.
But, like, my point is, like, the dedication mm-hmm. and just, like, the sheer, like, I'm not going to let anybody know I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have broken your jaw.
Yes.
Your jaw. Crazy. And you still finish the song?
Getting up, slightly concussed.
Crazy.
And just, like, I gotta keep wiggling my ass cheeks for these guys. That's
And, like, and she got awesome. Up flawlessly. Flawlessly, this woman got up and
so you'd
continued
have never known
dancing.
That she hurt herself had you just...
You would just think her ego was bruised.
Mm.
The way she got up and continued, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy, I would have started sobbing if I broke my jaw.
Can you send that to me?
If I can find it. I'm sure it's an easy Google search.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to it.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Isn't it like as humans, like, she didn't acknowledge it or anything, but as humans, like, when we fuck up or we bump into each other, like, mm-hmm. we have, like, noises for when we bump, you're like, oops. Like, we just have, like, dedicated noises for when we make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, little human errors for our little human beings.
And it's
awesome. So cute.
Yes. That
it's
you
like,
can't even, like...
Oops. Sorry. Oop.
Oh, sorry.
Oop, boy.
Sorry. If you said sorry like that, that'd be awesome.
Sorry. I could try. I could start.
Real quick, when somebody greets you, mm-hmm. like, hey, what's up, Tabby?
Yes.
What do you instantly say? Like, what's your line back to them?
If it's on the phone, I always answer the phone, yellow.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yellow. That's, I don't know. That's just how it is. It depends on, mm-hmm. well, I mean, like, if it's, like, someone who I'm, like, I'm using air quotes here, like, talking to, I'm mm-hmm. not answering the phone like that.
Yes.
But if it's anybody else, yellow. Yeah, it's always yellow.
On purpose.
Yeah. It's not, like, on purpose, but it's... That's my greeting. Yeah, that's my...
That's your stock greeting on the
that's
phone?
That's my stock... Yellow.
Oh, man. I don't think I've gotten that before.
No, I think you have.
I think I get
you
just
might
like,
get a,
what?
What? Yeah, like, what's up? What's up?
But yeah, when people ask me, like, what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I'll say nothing.
Oh, you actually answer it.
Yeah, but I noticed this gets a big reaction out of a lot of people. Mm. Somebody goes, like, how are you doing? I always say, like, not terrible. And then some people love that.
Because it feels more authentic than just going, I'm good, how are you? Like, bitch, you don't look good.
Wow.
I don't mean like in like a physical way. Well, I do, but not yeah. in like a dressed way. Like a, you look like you're having a hard time right now. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. What was the question again?
I don't know, but you know what I don't like when, I think it's hilarious when people say, is when like on TV, when they'll be like, They're crying, and mm-hmm. then they turn away from the camera, and they're like, I told myself I wasn't going to cry.
Aww.
And then they, like, break down.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny to me.
Can I get a moment, please?
It's that, it's in particular, the, I told myself I wasn't going to cry. Like, you told yourself that, huh?
Well, some crying is huge to some people. It shows so much vulnerability.
It does, absolutely, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge expression of emotion, and we did a lot of the research after that last episode, remember? Mm-hmm. And we found
nothing.
All the benefits to crying.
Okay, from your made-up people.
Yes, that's right. The made-up Dr. Fauci.
Oh, that's too topical. We're going to get in trouble.
If you know, you know.
But what was the question? What was,
what
the,
was the question? We didn't even...
We
did read his mission. We did.
We did. It was... Wait, wait, wait.
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 Let's see if we can do it off
we
memory.
We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
No, 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 no.
No, we got this.
No. Okay. I said you were stupid, and then you read the submission.
Mm.
And the submission was... Oh, dear.
I got a blank.
Oh,
I'm
dear.
I'm fucking blank.
We thank you and everything, but we're so sorry. We're going to have to take a peek ski.
Bus stop. People watching
Bus
Walmart.
Bus stop. People watching Walmart. Okay. So, yes. Have you ever tripped?
In public?
Yeah.
Oh, many a time.
I mean, like...
Oh, my goodness.
When you trip, obviously, the standard is to look around to see who saw you.
Yes.
And then fake an injury? Or continue about your business.
I know that you faking an injury is like your go-to move.
You need to. You yell my coccyx and hold your ass. And people will take you seriously.
See, and it's so funny to me because I know why you're doing that. Out of like, you don't want them to laugh at you to mm-hmm. cause more embarrassment. Whereas like, as long as I'm not injured, mm-hmm. I will look at them and laugh too and be like, oh, my dumb ass.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm. I guess we're just two different people in this one.
I think so. And also, I just want to say, sitting somewhere and just anywhere, mm-hmm. Walmart, whatever, and making up what you think someone's life story is,
mm-hmm.
never actually expressing it, never anything, but just the fun in that, like, that's actually a pretty good Rona activity, I would say. It's safe enough where you can just sit in a parking lot in your car with somebody else, and you guys just, like, make up stories.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
No, you're not. We can do. We'll do it after this. We're driving somewhere. We'll do it.
With you?
Yeah. With me.
Okay. Are we ready for the next submission?
We barely dove into that one, but yeah, I guess we're done.
Okay. Hey, YNBF. About a week ago, I lost my phone. I couldn't get a replacement one any quicker than 5 business days. I asked everyone I knew if they had a beater phone until mine came in. My mom gave me one she had for some time. After getting it up and running, I saw there were a few saved pictures on it. Most of them were pictures of me and my sister, but one caught my attention. It was a dick. An African-American dick, not my dad's dick. Kind of glad it wasn't. I'm just grossed out beyond belief now.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for your submission. Sometimes the things that people share with us, I'm so grateful.
Sometimes... I'm surprised more people don't, like, use us to settle, like, friendly arguments.
Friendly debates?
Mm-hmm.
Probably because we don't do a very, like, we're very divisive.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
Look at it, we're already losing. We're going to forget what this
okay.
one's about.
Okay, okay. Ring it back. Oh, we got it. It's in. Okay.
Thank you very much for the submission.
Thank
we
you.
Didn't say it.
Dick on the phone. All right?
Okay. So, I want to start by saying,
mm-hmm.
do you think... Now, I feel like the listener who sent this feels as though their mom is cheating and that was, like, someone who maybe she was having an affair with's dick.
Okay, now...
Versus, I think if it was the switch and she had found her father's phone
mm-hmm.
with a pair of...
Black dicks?
No.
Breasts?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think everyone would assume that it might be, like, him taking it from a porn site or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I would be as quick to assume that they were cheating as I would the mother was actually cheating, because I don't think women usually save those things. Mm-hmm. Versus, I think guys would be, like, a little more notorious for having that. And that's a bad stereotype that I'm perpetuating.
And shame on you.
Thank you very much. I needed that.
Yeah.
I'll go in front of the village later, and I'll have them... suss it out.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna burn you, you witch. Anyway.
And I'll be the ringleader.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, to me, the starting point is, was the picture taken of the dick by the phone, or could it have been a group chat with some girls, and mm-hmm. a random dick just, like, flopped out, and you were just, like, saving that, and you kept it for yourself? That would be my first thought. If it's a picture of a dick... I got questions from mom.
Like, if it looks like it was taken by...
Yes.
But I feel like in this day and age, almost, even if you were to get one off the internet, like, you could find
mm-hmm.
a picture that someone actually physically took for free online, mm-hmm. and it looks like, you know, it was sent to you from someone else's phone. Like, because you can tell when something's, like, screenshot from porn versus...
Yes, of course.
Usually. But that's what I mean. So I feel like in this day and age, it'd be hard to tell.
Honestly, I can't tell you if I've ever taken a picture of someone's genitals before.
Really?
Like, just with my camera, mm-hmm. say, like, hey, sweetie, open your legs for a second.
It's so funny because I have.
And then, blip, got it.
This one's going in the album.
You have?
Yeah.
Please, tell me the situation.
I wanted it. And I was just, literally, what you said, I was like, the way you're laying naked right now, I was like, spread it open.
Spread it.
And I took a picture. They didn't like the way the picture turned out.
Of course not.
And then when we broke up, I got a text message like a month later that was like,
hey
those pictures, hey you. But I had deleted it, actually.
Okay.
And I was just like, don't worry. I was like, I deleted it. You don't have to worry about it.
Remember in August when you made me busted wide open? can you?
Remember when you blew my bag out? You asked me to spread my legs.
That's so weird
you
of you to do
that.
Oh,
all right.
I'm sorry.
Let's not get into it then.
No, oh my god. You think it's a compliment.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's like, hey, I need to remember this look that you got going on right now. It's like an autumn mist going on down there. Like, that's disgusting.
Just
open your knees just a little more. Archer back. No. Too much. I'm getting an asshole in this one. I'm going to star wipe the asshole out. Don't worry about that.
What's that from? Put a star on the asshole.
I don't remember.
But it's from something.
But yeah, that's disgusting. I would feel like such a dirtbag if I could just... Can I get a quick
girls,
snap of your vagina?
When you say it.
When you say it like a normal person, I seem like a lunatic.
I think women just trust women more. Like, she trusted that I deleted it out of my phone. And I actually did delete it out of my phone. So it was a marriage that worked. Just not a relationship. There's my dad joke for the day.
Was there a conversation?
What do you mean?
Like, was there like a build up to that?
To the picture?
Yeah.
We just finished having sex. So I had like, you know, like all the oxytocin and stuff in the body was working for me in that mm-hmm. moment.
Was it just one picture?
Two.
Because one wasn't good enough?
One with flash, one without.
You should have did it and then like mumbled, "This is going to go viral."
What? Horrible.
Oh,
no.
Pancakes. Pancakes. You in the mood?
You told me I can't make pancakes for
no,
people.
No, not
because
anymore.
It
sends the wrong signals.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just food.
I know.
We need. You told me I could give them a Jimmy Dean's sausage
yes.
biscuit, but
yes,
I can't give them
individually,
pancakes.
Exactly.
But you did explain that's because you thought I was sitting there like being all cutesy. I think once I explained to you that they're sitting in somewhere else on their phone and I'm cooking so that we can just eat.
You're wrangling these hoes with like batter and syrup, and that's not cool.
That's what you believe.
That's what I know.
Duh. That's not true.
Duh.
That's not true.
Yellow? Sure, come on over.
Well, when booty calls, you know what I'm saying? You pick it
you
up.
You don't say yellow to booty. If booty calls and you did that, booty's hanging up.
No, believe me when I say it's not.
Yes,
believe me when I say it's not.
Maybe I'll find booty. Somebody who won't take pictures of my vagina after we're done.
We were dating, so if that helps the situation, it wasn't
no.
a booty call. But I have taken pictures of hookups, too, with their permission.
Of their vaginas?
No. Of titties.
Oh, all right. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. It was, like, really cinematic. Beautiful backdrop.
There you go.
And a pair of breastises. Mm. It was good. What was the question?
No, dick and phone.
Dick and phone.
Okay. So we were close.
We're in the same, like, apartment building.
Exactly.
But just not at the right number.
Okay, so... We're going to assume that the mother... We need to pick one for the story. She took it, or it was saved on her phone from, like, a conversation with some girls.
Well, what do you think the what do you think the listener thinks?
Didn't seem
really,
like there was
right.
anger in the submission.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume that there might have just been...
Well, they said it definitely wasn't their dad's.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
I'm going to assume... I want to assume that it was just a dick she was fond of and wanted to keep it. I don't know what was funny about that.
A dick she was fond of.
Yes, and she just wanted to hold on to it.
Oh, boy.
Glance back.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever? Not
have
a dick,
ever what?
But just like a picture of something that you're just like, I remember that. That was really, like, good. And just go back to it maybe years later or months later.
What do you mean? Of, like, a person that I actually knew? Or, like, a pair that I saw online randomly?
Something. Either one.
Neither.
Neither?
No.
Oh.
Basically, once I stop talking to that person, everything gets deleted out of my phone.
That's respectable.
Yes. Like, all exes, pictures, and, like, just, like, even regular pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get deleted out of my phone.
Damn.
So I had someone tell me that they keep pictures of their exes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that's weird?
I wouldn't actively keep them.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't go scrubbing through all of my social media, deleting it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So leaving up pictures of your ex on your social media, that's okay to you?
Leaving up pictures or having pictures?
Isn't it the same?
Because
no, if you have
them... What if you have pictures on your phone?
Wait. We're losing each other here.
Okay.
Wait.
Sorry.
Do you... let's talk social media for a second.
Okay.
Do you think having pictures of your ex up... Let's say you've been broken up for months.
Mm-hmm.
You've posted other things, but... During those few months when you two have been broken up, you never bothered to take down, like, the pictures of you, like, arm in arm, and, like, that one Sunday when you guys were, like, I don't know, out with family or something. You know what I mean? Like, those things. Like, do you think that those should be like, you should actively go out of your way to remove them?
I feel as long
as... Is it a bad look for your new partner? Like...
No, and I get the question. As long as you're not, like, making out or something in the picture, I feel as though, like, any type of, like, good or bad, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess just be transparent about it. I feel like it's more petty to go back and delete things when you could just say, hey, it happened, I'm not together with them anymore, clearly, because I'm with you, and I got pictures of you up now. So, you know, there's no competition.
So does it only work if you put up new pictures with your new person?
Yes.
Okay. So, because to me, I think it's a little bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
To have, like, I can understand if you were all, like, I don't know, like a family thing and you couldn't get them out of the picture. Or if you deleted that picture, you'd lose the five other pictures that you had in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's pictures of you two, like, arm in arm or, like, you know, just, like, only you two,
mm-hmm.
That's a little weird. I think it should come down.
So if they go back and, like, scribble out their face but keep the pictures up?
You can't. Well, that's the thing is, like, on Instagram and stuff, you have to physically take it down. You can't edit the post once you put it up.
I guess just depending on our, like, relationship, if we're bitter enemies or something, sure, it'll go. But if it was just, like, a mutual breakup, we ran the course or whatever, then, yeah, I'd leave it up.
Okay.
I mean, not... Yeah, for no real reason. I mean, I'm sure you're kind of curious to see what my ex looked like, so you'll go look.
They probably have their own Instagram. I can look there.
I'm not too versed in these things.
Okay. Well, what about pictures in the phone?
That's fine. They can stay. I have pictures from so long ago that I didn't even know I had, so...
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I'd feel if my, like, new partner had a bunch of pictures of them and their ex in their phone.
What happened if I had, like, an ex and, like, an ex-ex? Like, an older one, even past that, still?
I guess it's all ego talking. Like, if I believed that you were completely over them, I would just be like, okay. But if I felt insecure about your, like, present relationship with that person, I might be like, why do you have these pictures in your phone? Because I purposely, like, in my phone, I have, like, memes from a long time ago that sometimes I need to scroll all the way through. And, like, I had old pictures of an ex in there. And then I was like, I have to keep going past this, like, period in my life in order to get to my old funny memes. So I just, like, took them all out. And I don't know if that's...
To save yourself the scrolling?
Save myself the scrolling and just, like, constantly having to, like, re-see... Like, a person who's no longer a part of my life. Like, it's just, like, these photos are worthless. Not worthless with the memories, but I just mean, like, as far as, like, I'm not going to do anything with them, and they're only here for me to reminisce if I wanted,
because
there's really, it's not serving any other purpose. It's not like this person and I are in contact, or I'll need these photos, or I'm going to use these photos or something. So it just seemed, like, weird for me to have these, and I'm not with anybody, but I mean, like, I just did it out of just, like, this is what needs to be done.
I mean, as long as it's not taking up space in my phone, that's valuable space.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing, too.
What, are you losing space in your phone?
I mean, there's a decent amount of pictures.
Oh.
Gots to go.
I mean, how often do you guys take pictures?
I don't know. Usually when I'm in a relationship, we tend to take a lot of photos.
Why?
I don't know. We do. Want to savor the moment.
Every moment?
Every moment.
Hmm.
Every kiss begins, okay. Okay, Jewelers.
Not a sponsor.
I need to think about it.
We're gonna get in trouble.
Why? That's free publicity. That's free real estate.
I guess so.
Any hoodles.
So he knew it wasn't his dad's dick.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Right.
His dad's not black.
Their dad. We don't know if it's a man or a woman who submitted this.
Her, him's dad's not black.
Mm-hmm. Zimzer's.
Zimzer. Yeah, I just wouldn't even bring it up.
I wouldn't bring it up either. Honestly, it's like, it was a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you sucked that dick. Who knows?
Actually,
it's none of my business.
It depends on the relationship you have with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think if my mom was around still, I probably could have, like, slid the phone to her with the dick on it and just, like, shrugged my shoulders and then see what she said.
Watch her turn, like, beet red.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that one.
No.
Like, oh, that's not what I want to hear. See you later.
Delete it. Give me the phone back, please.
Yeah.
So do you think it would be different if it was their father and they found, like, a pair of breasts?
Or you say vagina? It so properly. Like, all of the S's are there when you say it.
Breasts?
Yes.
How do you say it?
Breasts. I say breast.
So you sound just like me.
Well, now, yes, you said it so properly. So, well.
You want me to say titties? That's what you wanted.
No.
You want me to say a pair of big old, take old bitties.
Mm, some sweater cows. You know how it is. Guys are expected to be. You done? Guys are expected to be gross. So I would. I'd be okay with my dad having a pair of boobs in his phone.
But your mom.
Moms are wholesome.
You wouldn't be okay with it.
Moms are wholesome.
So just because of your perception.
And yours.
So just because of your perception of your parents, you'd be totally accepting of one and completely non-tolerant of the other.
Mm-hmm. I'd say if it was dad, dad's a pig. If it was mom, you got some explaining to do.
To you.
Yes.
Because they owe you an explanation.
No, because I hold you to a higher standard. I just would like to make sure you are living up to that.
Oof, isn't it your fault for putting them on a pedestal? It's not up to them to live on to a... Yeah. They're just two humans trying to make it work.
Ooh. That's a good tagline for a show. Should we... No, we're not.
Are we doing this? Wait, what?
We're going to write a show? We should write a sitcom.
You keep bringing this up.
So let's do it.
Okay.
There we go. That's all I needed.
That's what I wanted. So do you have any advice for this listener? Like, do you think they should confront their mom? You say yes, because they hold them to a wholesome standard?
No. It's not worth finding out. Whatever it is, ooh, it's in the past.
Mm, bygones be bygones?
Mm-hmm. You didn't see the dick. I delete it and just never mention it again.
That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But it would always kind of be a little weird for me.
You'd forget
about
it.
It's weird to
after,
know
like,
that your parents are sexually active, I think.
That you're, yeah, they're real just people.
Exactly. They're real humans who are just doing the damn thing, and sometimes you forget.
Like, oh, you're 42. Like, I get it.
Blah.
Blah?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're very, like, young still.
I know.
Like, your friends are making fart jokes and you're laughing. You're putting glue on your pants. Like, you guys are gross.
That's true.
Sorry. I took it off of vibrate. Didn't think it'd make a sound. I'll put it back down. I'm so sorry. I just farted, too.
Stop.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Roll through it.
Okay, everyone, we just want to take a moment to thank all of the protesters, all the frontline workers, all the essential workers, all the people everywhere doing everything. We love you. We support you. We hope we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. We want to draw attention to Homeless Solutions, based out of New Jersey. They're providing a hand up, not a handout. They offer shelter, service, and supportive housing to homeless and working poor in New Jersey. We love what they're doing, and we just want to draw attention to them.
And if you want to find them on Instagram and give them a follow, maybe a shout-out, donations, any information on them, you can find them at HSI_NJ. And if you have that website...
Yep, homelesssolutions.org.
All right, thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.